Inside on Business, the news hour, is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on this Thursday afternoon. With us in studio is Nick Peterson and Emily Van Osbury. And Emily Van Osbury and Nick also brought along Nick Webb because, well, it's important that they did that. And we're here to talk about the YPC Volunteer Fair, the 11th annual Volunteer Fair. Nice to have you guys here, Emily.
Thank you so much for having us.
So what do you do when you're not YPCing it?
Well, I work at Telegen, which is in West Des Moines.
And what do they do there?
We do some healthcare management, mostly with Medicare and Medicaid auditing.
Okay.
And I'm actually an attorney, but I do contracts for them.
Got it. All right. Very nice. And Nick, what do you do when you're not YPCing?
I am overseeing business development at DART. Here in town.
Really?
Yeah. Trying to get people to ride the bus.
There's going to be a lot of people riding DART bus this week because obviously that shuttle service that you guys do from the parking garages and also near the State House.
About 250,000 rides.
Yeah, that's just nuts. And, you know, that is, I think, you know, next to the butter cow, that is perhaps the best thing about the Iowa State Fair, the shuttle service from DART. It's very cool. You should go, Tyler. You should, of course. All right, we're going to talk about this a volunteer fair. What is that? It's 11th year. What's going on, Nick? Tell us.
So the volunteer fair is our Young Professionals Connections, one of our ways to give back to the community. And so we work with our membership and with some sponsors to put together a location for Central Iowa nonprofits to come together, share their mission and volunteer opportunities with the community. And
the community at large. So this is not just for young professionals. This is for the entire community.
Yeah, anyone can come. We encourage young professionals to come and all community members alike.
And so I suspect that it's like a trade show where we have various not-for-profit groups that are there and they're wining and dining the community to come and work for them?
We have about 60 nonprofits that will be there, and they'll have a table set up, and you'll be able to walk around as a community member and chat with their representative and kind of get to know them and their mission and see if that's a good fit for you, if that's something you want to volunteer for in the future or get involved with.
You know, this is such an important thing, and one of the reasons I was very interested in having the YPCs in to talk about this is the business aspect of volunteering. We are finding that millennials certainly want to have a cause to work for, not just necessarily a job. In your experience, is that accurate?
Very accurate. In 2014, over 70% of the millennial employees used some sort of VTO that was allowed to them through the Millennial Impact
VTO
report.
Volunteer time off.
Volunteer time off, yes. And through that, 45% of millennial employees participate in company-wide days of service. And another big one that jumps off is 77% of millennials say that if they can figure out a way to find a skill that they have to offer up to a nonprofit, that they'd be more engaged both at work and with a nonprofit.
You know, one of the things, I saw this study several months ago, and it was talking about the differences in various generations. And the curious thing that this study said was that there's much more in common with baby boomers and millennials than what there are some of the other groups, because of the baby boomer generation that came of age in the 60s and perhaps the 70s, those are very important social economic times, and they wanted to make a difference in their not only community but also their country. And so some of that mirrors each other, I would think.
I would agree with you on that.
Yeah.
And I think millennials and our YPC membership, you know, we see the intrinsic rewards and I think also for companies intrinsically, I mean, the ability to have that corporate responsibility and your employees are truly the ones that are carrying out that mission.
So as we turn our attention back to Emily, what do you do on a volunteer basis that you're getting kicks out of?
Yeah, I actually do a lot of volunteering, but I would say my favorite volunteer opportunity was brought to me by the YPC Charitable Committee, and that was Justice for Our Neighbors, which is an organization that helps immigrants and especially refugees. There's a green card clinic every month, usually the last weekend, and you sign up on their website through Justice for Our Neighbors in Iowa, and you can go help refugees get green cards. So it's a great opportunity, and you get to meet the families and the people that work at Justice for Our Neighbors.
Let's dovetail into that for just a moment. I did not know that existed, and I'm really pleased to hear about this. This whole opportunity to do some volunteer work to assist immigrants to get jobs and be able to be here on a more permanent basis has got to be a real kick, especially when you start to meet those families and those individuals and have an understanding about where they came from and why they're here.
Yeah, it's definitely you're thankful for what you do have, because most of them came from very severe situations, and which is why they're here as refugees. And they came here with literally the clothes on their back. And so it's very gratifying to be able to help them. And most of them, if not all of them, want to be here legally, and they want to help themselves, and they want to get jobs and be able to stay.
And that, not only that, but they also are very proud of this country, and they want to give back to this country by becoming real taxpayers and beneficiaries of the systems that we have in place. Good stuff. Good on you. I didn't know about that. Glad to hear about it. And we'll turn our attention back to Nick. Nick, what are you volunteering for these days?
The two organizations that I'm very heavily involved with are Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Nice.
So mentoring has been a big part of my life since graduating college and getting into the workforce, and really inspiring our youngsters today that that there's opportunities. And then I'm actively involved in the NAACP here locally in Des Moines.
I'm liking you guys already. I think this is cool. So tell us a little bit, where is all of this happening for the 11th annual YPC Volunteer Fair? Where's it going on at, Emily?
It's at the University of Iowa Center for Higher Education, which is formerly the AIB building.
Out there on Fleur.
Right. Yep, on Fleur. And it's on Thursday, August 18th. From 4 to 8 p.m.
The day before restaurant week starts, by the way, just so you know, right? So it's going to be out there at the U of I building for higher education on Fleur, and it starts at what time again?
It starts at 4.
In the afternoon?
In the afternoon, but you can come till 8.
Sure. So the idea is that you want to be off working hours so that people can be there. So how's this gone in the past?
It's a great event. We usually have between 100 and 200 people. We'll have some breakout sessions during the day. We'll have around 6 and 7 o'clock. We'll have some half hour panelists where we'll talk about volunteering, talk about VTO, how to utilize it if your company offers it. And then again, like Emily said, it'll be an open fair. People get the chance to really converse with these nonprofits and figure out how they can make an impact in our community.
You know, the other thing that this may very well have an impact on is other businesses that may not have VTO. And once they hear about the opportunity to attract and retain young workers, and that they are so motivated by helping out others, that they might start one of those programs.
That's definitely one of the things we're hoping for.
There you go. All right. I like this stuff. This is excellent. Wait a minute. Nick is behind me, so I have to turn to Nick now. Just Nick Webb, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, he's here. Nick, so what do you volunteer at? I know you help Emily, right?
Yeah, I actually volunteer with Justice for Our Neighbors as well on a consistent basis. And, like Emily said, I find that volunteer work incredibly rewarding. Last week, we helped a family of seven refugees from the Democratic Republic of Congo fill out cards, and the whole family was there with just a wide range of diversity and cultural experience that they're bringing into Iowa. So it's pretty amazing.
Good stuff. All right. So we heard from the Knicks and from Emily. Thank you guys for coming in and talking about this. I am really jazzed, and we will, obviously, if you're just coming in on the tail end of this conversation, we will have all of this up on our podcast page, on our radio blog, and we'll have links out so that you can find out more about the 11th annual YPC Volunteer Fair happening next week. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you
for having us.
All right. We really appreciate it. We've got to clear out of here and check out what happened today on Wall Street. It was one of those days, you know. Oil went up a little bit. Retail numbers looked good. And investors responded. The Dow had its record intraday high today. Wow. What happened? We'll tell you when we look at the numbers. Told him that she loved him so.